State lawmakers have given the Arizona Department of Corrections permission to use roughly $18 million to replace broken locks used on prison cells. The agency had asked for the money and is planning a three-year plan to replace locks, air conditioning, and fire safety systems. Jeremy Duda of Arizona Mirror has been covering the story. He joins us now. Jeremy, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So what did this panel of state legislators, was this a contentious hearing yesterday where they decided that the ADC should get this money?
At times it certainly was. I mean, the Democrats on the committee had a lot of questions. I mean, Chuck Ryan at the Department of the longtime director of the Department of Corrections. There have been a lot of they've had a lot of issues with him over the years. And this has kind of erupted lately as one of the biggest issues of his tenure. And certainly They found a lot of things that were concerning. I mean, how long this issue had been going on with the locks before they'd really done anything to address it. Some information that came out about fire safety at some of the prisons. So it did get contentious at times, certainly.
Well, let's talk about the locks issue. And as you say, there's some discrepancies over who knew what and when. And basically, these locks were so bad that prisoners could just open their cells. Is that right?
Yeah, what happened is, according to the Department of Corrections, they describe this as an incident, as an issue of inmates tampering with the locks, and there's still an investigation going on into that, and we'll kind of probably have to wait to kind of figure out the full, what the full issues that are there, but they determined that for whatever reason, inmates were able to tamper with the locks or get out of their cells in some way. So this was in late 2017, and so rather than kind of try to replace these locks, replace these sliding doors over at these three units at the Lewis prison, what they did is they engaged in a practice known as pinning, where you take a couple of latches, you weld them to either side of the door, and you put a metal steel pin in there, and that holds the door shut. Now, there were several problems with that. One is that this is obviously a fire safety issue. If there's a fire, these automatic sliding doors, you open them all, the inmates can get out. In this case, a guard or a correctional officer has to go, door to door and remove these pins. The other issue is that a lot of these inmates figured out how to get the pins out themselves. So all of a sudden you have, inmates able to get in and out of their cells, in and out of other cells, and you had issues with attacks on other inmates, attacks on correctional officers. And so eventually they moved to a new solution, which was padlocks.
So, Jeremy, we've talked about the locks. We mentioned air conditioning, fire safety systems. There's also an issue recently with water at some of the prisons. Do we have a sense of what the state of Arizona's prisons are at this moment?
I mean, I think it's hard to say right now whether there's kind of a systemic issue or if this is just kind of normal wear and tear. I mean, any correctional system in the country, I would imagine, has a lot of outdated equipment. Things have to get replaced, old HVAC units, AC units, old water lines, gas lines, stuff like that.
So ADC has a three-year plan, as you wrote about this morning, to try to fix some of these issues. What specifically are they going to be using this money on, and how long do they think it's all going to take?
Well, the first phase is where they're going to be addressing the issue with the locks, and that's going to be about $20 million or so, almost 21. I believe that's not expected to be completed until, for more than a year, till next year, late next year. That will also include some fire alarms and fire suppression systems. Department of Corrections revealed yesterday that at this committee hearing that in some of these prisons, and the prisons we're talking about over at Lewis, these fire alarms haven't worked for about a decade, which obviously raised some eyebrows on the committee. After that, they're going in the next two phases. They're talking about evaporative cooling systems that are going to be replaced, some other locks down the road at the Yuma prison, other cooling HVAC systems and fire alarms. But the big one here, the Lewis prison, which has gotten the locks there, which has obviously gotten a lot of press lately for some pretty serious problems over there. Those are going to be in the first phase, and that should be completed sometime, I believe, late next year.
Jeremy, quickly before we leave, we've heard calls in the recent past for either Director Ryan to resign or for the governor to fire him. Did we hear any of that yesterday?
I mean, not as much as I expected. I mean, certainly legislative Democrats, critics of the Department of Corrections have been kind of clamoring for Chuck Ryan's job for a while. We heard a lot of criticism yesterday. Didn't hear as much about that. I would presume we were going to continue hearing about that as this process continues, especially given some of the criticisms from the committee's Democrats about how long Chuck Ryan and the Department of Corrections knew about this problem with the locks compared to how long it took them to finally go to lawmakers and ask for money to address the issue.
All right. That's Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror. Jeremy, thanks.
Thanks a lot.